It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Glad to be back with you on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Boy, I really miss the YouTube folks. I'm sure they missed us as well.
Oh, 100%.
Me especially.
Yeah.
So while we were gone last week, the radio station did quarter century week, ranking the top five players on every team, and then the top five athletes in Philadelphia from the year 2000 until now. They put together one list, Ike, that was staff votes and listener votes.
Yeah.
Here are the top five athletes in Philadelphia, according to this poll, from the year 2000 to 2025.
Is this all athletes?
All athletes.
Oh, okay.
Jalen Hurts at number five.
Okay.
Lane Johnson at number four.
Okay.
Jason Kelce at number three.
Eagle heavy, I see it.
Yeah. Allen Iverson at number two.
Bubba Chuck.
Brian Dawkins at number one.
B-Dawk.
So, a couple of things that are obvious here.
It's four Eagles.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
Surprised Nick Foles didn't make the list.
Yeah. Shocked.
There is no Philly from the 08 team on the list.
That's a crime.
Yeah, dead franchise.
Now I could imagine that they took votes from each other.
Yeah. Oh, you mean I canceled each other
out?
Yes. Yeah.
But they were good enough. I mean, that if the Eagles' run that they're on ended right now, it is very similar to that run in that they were in two World Series, 1-1. Mm-hmm. This Eagles' run, two Super Bowls, 1-1. Mm-hmm. Jason Kelce was only in one of those Super Bowls. Lane was in both.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is crazy. That Utley or Rollins or how I would have taken any of them in there. I would have picked Utley, but whatever. Whatever. The other thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we put Jalen in there because he won the Super Bowl, right? I mean, basically, he's been a good quarterback. He's won the Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting there.
All right.
Let me get there.
You phrased that as if he's only there because he won the Super Bowl.
Well, it's one of the reasons.
I knew that's what you were saying.
All right. But that's actually not my point.
Okay.
So we go, and Jalen won the Super Bowl. Lane won two Super Bowls. Jason Kelce won the Super Bowl. We're a town of winners. We value winning. Win, 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 win.
Two losers at the top.
Yeah. At what point, and I mean this with the utmost respect, to B-Dawk and Allen Iverson.
Uh-oh.
But if we are in Winnerville, where Bryce is dropping down the line because he hasn't won anything, I get told Zach Wheeler isn't high enough because he didn't win it. He has not won a World Series. I get it. Fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid didn't win a title. I get it. Fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. At what point, there is this muscle memory with B-Dawk and Iverson where we all just sort of automatically go, B-Dawk number one, Iverson number two, or Iverson number one, B-Dawk number two. And B-Dawk, God bless him.
And that's right, by the way.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah.
God bless him, did not win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Allen Iverson, God bless him, did not win an NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And I think we're just going to have to start having, but Chase Utley won a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Rollins won a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Howard won, all by being, by the way, Jimmy Rollins won an MVP and a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Howard won an MVP and a World Series.
Cole Hamels won a World Series MVP.
And an LCS MVP as well.
Yeah.
If we are the town now that values winning and the only thing that matters is winning and winning, 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 win at the highest level, blah, blah, blah. At some point, we might have to reevaluate where those guys sit on this list and not just automatically have them top two without thinking about anything else.
No, here's why I disagree with you.
Okay.
And I'm not telling you the titles aren't important. They are. This is why you're good. And I love the whole Winterville versus great player. I know where you're headed. I know where you're headed. And I'm going to walk through the door, so it don't even matter to me. I'm going to walk through the door.
That's why you're a good partner?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to walk through that door for you.
Okay.
In this case,
yes,
their level of talent exceeds those individual players that won a championship.
Hmm.
I know Brian Dawkins is arguably one of the three greatest safeties to ever play the game. He's certainly in everybody's top five list. Not during his era to ever play. I think there are only seven safeties in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He's one of them. He's one of them. And he changed the position, he and Jim Johnson, the way he was used. So he was so great as an individual player. It transcends the whole title thing. It's like a Reggie White being here, right?
Yep.
Even though he didn't win, you're like, Reggie White was just too damn great. Allen Iverson the same way. Allen Iverson, to me, is the top athlete. From the time I got drafted here, and I've been here 28 years, he's the top athlete that I've seen in this city, Allen Iverson. Just persona, icon, impact on the game, the gravity he had with everything he did, a top headliner or a trendsetter. My goodness, he is still viewed that way. He's at the top. I would fight to have one of the big four from the Phillies in there.
Yes.
What, somebody has to be in there to represent that era of Phillies baseball. You want to go Hammers? You want to go Howard? You want to go J-Roll? You want to go Chase?
Whoever.
Somebody has to be there.
They won a World Series. They went to two of them. It was the second greatest Phillies era of all time.
Yes. And here's why. Here's where I would go Jalen in there because of the two Super Bowls he's been to.
Okay.
He's led the team to two Super Bowls, and he's won one, plus a Super Bowl MVP. He's only, 26 years old. I got to be honest with you. I would fight to get Bryce on there. I would. I would fight as an individual player, and him coming back here and restoring baseball. Like, Lane winning two Super Bowls, I'm not knocking Lane. He doesn't carry the weight that Bryce Harper, Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins was our defense. The defense was built around Brian Dawkins, right? He's a player of a decade. That's Brian Dawkins. People don't even realize, I love Lane. I think Lane's only been All-Pro once or twice.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's twice.
So from that standpoint, you can almost make the case Jason Kelce deserves to be on
first team All-Pro twice.
Yeah. So you can almost make the case that Jason Kelce deserves to be on there over Lane. So I'm not saying Bryce definitely deserves to be on there. I'm saying I can make the argument for where he's at from a Philly standpoint. Like, to me, when I talk about the biggest and best athletes in this town, some people don't – everybody don't carry the same responsibility as the other athlete. To me, it says some Embiid.
Yeah, I was.
Embiid is an argument on there. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to leave him out. Yes. He's an argument to be on that list. As a great player, the face of a franchise, like, Lane didn't have to do that.
And the only argument I make with.
Who's the other Eagles that are on there?
Well, Kelsey's on there.
Kelce
Lane, didn't have to do that.
The other thing I'd say with Jalen is that, like, these other guys, they're. Brian Dawkins' career is over. Iverson's career is over. Mm-hmm. Kelce's career is over. Lane is 2 years.
Yeah.
It's almost over. Like, Utley over, J-Roll over, Ryan Howard over, mm-hmm. even Embiid at this point, maybe over. I don't know. Jalen's body of work, because I didn't even bring this up for Jalen or whatever.
Yeah.
I really brought it up because of Dawkins and Iverson.
Yeah.
But, like...
But Jalen is the one who isn't, in my opinion, the level of player those other players are.
Right.
Yes.
He's not a level player than any of the players we've just talked about.
Right. Yes.
At his position.
At his position. Yes. Compared to the others. And that's not a knock on Jalen. I don't want anybody to think that's what I'm doing. I'm just thinking about the greatness of those other guys. But I know Jalen should be in the, he should be in the conversation when you go to two Super Bowls and you win an MVP, like, and the Eagles are the top team, and like, you got to be in the conversation. Like, I got to have an Eagles quarterback. If I can't get McNabb there, I can't get Foles there. You know, you're not getting Wentz there. And the Eagles have gone to the championship more than any other team in the last 25 years, right? They've gone to three or four Super Bowls.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Well, no, we went to one, too.
Yeah.
One and then two. Three total Super Bowls.
No, I went 22, 24,
and 17.
And 17. And then 04.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about 17. Yeah.
So they've gone to the championship more than any other team. So, like, one of the quarterbacks have to be on there.
So if.
I would have gone McNabb, but you want to go Jalen? I'll go Jalen.
Yeah.
So I sent Giglio my Eagles top five.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't know they were doing top five of just
Everybody.
I had McNabb in my top. So your top five Eagles alone would be in
just the last 25 years.
Last 25 years.
Oh, I got to start with I start with Dalk and McNabb.
Okay, so Dalk and McNabb are two.
Then I'm going to fill in
Kelsey.
Jalen. Do I go Kelsey or? Yeah, do I go Kelsey? Yeah, Kelsey over. Because somebody has to represent that era, that Lane, Fletcher, Brandon sort of era.
Do you have Brandon on it? Because he's not the level of player, but he's
different.
Of those
guys, yes. Right.
AJ?
And you're leaving out Shady and B. West.
Yeah, I know.
You're leaving out Shady and B. West.
And Jason Peters.
Yeah.
What, are you going to make it all offensive linemen?
Hey, dude, hold on. It's been a good run. And leaving out Fletch, by the way.
Yeah, Fletch. That's a tough one.
I should need one. Eight. The Eagles top five is really,
yeah, you
really
know
hard.
I would need eight. I would. Yeah, that's a tough one. I would go Dalk, five. Jalen,
Kelsey,
BG and Kelsey.
Yeah.
That's where I would go.
BG over Fletch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though Fletch was the better player.
See, now the Eagles top five is hard. The Sixers top five is hard because it's hard to find five.
It is. Agondre Miller should be in there. You can make a case for prime Andre Miller.
Yeah, I saw Elliott put Ben Simmons in that list.
Well, he's a three-time All-Star.
Yeah, nope. He doesn't get to be on the list.
Well, hold on. His resume as a Sixer ain't bad.
I don't care. His resume ends pretty badly.
No, it ended horribly. You know. But you know.
Worst draft pick in Sixers history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Fultz won the year after.
Yeah, that's fine. Fultz didn't prevent them winning a championship like Ben Simmons did.
You know he's not letting this go.
No, the Ben thing is... Yeah.
He almost forced me to defend Ben right there, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that.
Nah. Ben can...
yes,
get
he's
out
of here, yeah.
And Phillies real quick while we're at it. So,
who you got?
They're
all the Big Four.
So Big Four from 08.
I would go Big Four from 08 and Bryce.
And Bryce.
Or Roy.
See, I think
and
I
Wheeler.
Would... I think I would go...
Ooh, now you got to throw Zach in the conversation.
Yeah, I think I would go in no order. I would go Utley, Rollins, Howard, obviously, and then Wheeler, Harper.
You're going, you're such a hater.
Of who? Who
Hamels.
Am I a hater?
Hamels.
No. I did,
yes.
He said no.
Yes.
And then he just
realized.
Then
he realized.
Not
like,
a Hamels hater. I appreciate O'Hare.
I do.
He's also the third guy on the teams after that, and he cost him a championship in 2009. And I love Cole.
I do.
Like, I'm not hating on Cole. I'm not.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. He's got to be on there.
Title Town, we can't even get the World Series MVP on your list.
I am a talent man. When I rank lists, it's always talent. I don't care. I throw resumes out because of who won the Super Bowl last year. Like, I'm over the resumes thing. I'm strictly an eye test guy.
Okay. And your top five Flyers, Jack?
Dude, so, all right, this is a tough one. G's in there.
Yeah.
Got to put Giroux, yeah.
Your boy, John LeClair.
Got to put LeClair in there.
You guys are changing the bases
tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yep. Yes. I'm glad you brought it up.
Eric Desjardins. Come on, man. Chuck Monick.
You got to go Carter and Richards, right?
No, I can't think so. They're the Ben Simmons of the Flyers. Yeah.
Scrubs. Now, Richard could get in there. Yeah. Michael Layton.
Wow.
That's it.
I put Michkov on there.
No, Broads would.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 215-592-9494. Note to the station, don't do top 25 your week without us again.
Also, real quick, sorry, final point on that.
Yeah.
Like, I think 10 years from now, I think Embiid gets on there. I think that we're so focused on the current Embiid that I agree. I think 10 years from now, we'll look back on Joel and be like, what a player.
There is a legitimate argument for him as a top five player the last 25 years.
If Jalen wins another Super Bowl, does he go above B-Doc?
I think he might.
Yeah.
I think he might.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might. Listen. Dog's hanging on. The rest of us are already passed up, man. Yeah, dog's the only one still.
This town doesn't even know Jeremiah Trotter, who's great. Hugh Douglas, great player.
Dude, when you send out this poll, you might as well just put Dawkins already filled in. Because people just go, Dawkins?
Yeah, Dawkins is the only one to still represent for us, man. He's hanging in there.
Even Donovan. Do they know Brian Westbrook was an Eagle?
It's over, yeah. It's over. I told B. West that last week. It's over, bro. It's over for us, yeah.
That was a good run.
You had a good run. You really did.
I said, at least you're B. West. You know what I mean? You still got that.
Yeah.
But as far as our era, our team, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
They've gone to three Super Bowls since then and won two. Well, you think they're going to keep romanticizing about us?
Let me ask you this, honestly.
That was after we had a couple Ike juices, too.
Yeah. I mean, you and Hugh basically did that at the Super Bowl parade.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was so funny. You guys were just like, are they going to remember us?
Nope.
Well, is there any... relief is the wrong word, because unfortunately your era, for as much as success as there was and for as many great players, is remembered as not like achieving, not getting a Super Bowl. Is there a little bit of almost at least the top story isn't that we didn't win.
We didn't win anymore. Yes.
Yeah. I totally
agree with you.
Okay.
That's what the first Super Bowl did for us. It sort of took us off the hook.
Right.
Until you're constantly talking about it, and then you're like, well, hold on, man. We should have been the first team.
We
should have been the first team to win the Super Bowl. This should be their third Super Bowl win.
Belichick, the cheater.
It sucks from that standpoint. Yeah, that's why it's not good to do these golf tournaments and we all get together. Put us together, and we're like, oh, man.
Yeah,
they're getting another ring next week.
I could see you putting us like, if we had as much talent on offense, you'd give us A.J. Brown. And Devontae.
Seriously, you're right.
Yeah. You just put Jalen Carter right in the middle of that defensive line.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably would have won two. Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're a WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Welcome back, man. Hey, listen, on some real stuff. I think that OG made this show so famous that y'all guys take a week off. I mean, bro, y'all should probably get 2 or 3 days off.
Oh, come on. Need to recharge, man. It takes a lot of energy talking to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. Now, let me get to this, because you said a few things, man, that I kind of got a problem with.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, let
now,
you handle
it. I'm just on 12 with you. I already know I got problems with you every damn day I wake up.
All right.
Yeah. But hey, you, my man, you said Joe Burrow is better than Jalen Hurts.
And I'm going to talent wise, he is.
No. That's why I like that. Hear that word. Now, can you please tell all the Delaware Valley and all the listeners, give me definition of talent. What does that mean?
Well, I'll do even better. I'll just tell you the things I think he does better than Jalen. He throws with anticipation. First of all, I think he sees the entire field. He throws with great anticipation. He has the ability to put the ball in tight windows. I can watch a Joe Burrow game and have more wild throws or see more wild throws than I see when I watch the Eagles offense. So when I look at that, if you want to go back to just what's around them, like Joe Burrow.
No. Let's keep it with Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe Burrow. That's what I'm talking about, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
What's around them? They both have talented pass receivers around them, right? You would agree with that, right? Jalen and Joe Burrow.
Absolutely.
Do you think the Eagles or the Bengals get the most out of their passing game?
I think the Bengals do.
Okay. And that's because of the quarterback.
No, it's because of the quarterback, but it's because they throw the ball more.
But there's a reason why they throw the ball more.
Have fun.
Right, because they're down.
Not all the time.
No. Hold on. Slow down.
They're not always losing.
Slow down, Ike. I'm with you.
Okay.
Joe Burrow does not have the ability to be effective in the run game. So he's going to throw the ball more than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
It's just that fact. That's a fact. Now, when we're talking about the throws, Joe Burrow throws the ball 30-plus times a game, but Joe Burrow also throws the ball 100 times out of a year behind the line of scrimmage, which is an extension of the run game, which Jalen Hurts hands it off to Saquon or runs it himself, because Jalen Hurts only threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage 49 times total this year.
Yeah.
So I want to keep us on the same point.
Yeah. Now,
the throws in tight windows and all of that, those are chance plays. Those are plays that basically a coach doesn't want his player to make those throws, because why? The ability to cause a turnover. So Jalen Hurts is passing up that chance of turning the ball over and going to the easier throw. Okay, hold on. So I'm not even joking. I'm being real serious right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, and with Jalen Hurts throwing the ball to A.J. Brown, who we all think is a top three wide receiver in the game, right?
Yep.
Have you ever, not ever, when was the last time you seen A.J. Brown have to jump or leave his feet for a pass from Jalen Hurts? This is called accuracy, putting the ball pinpoint like
this. Oh, yeah, he's accurate. Yeah, I agree with you. Okay. He's accurate, yeah.
I'm going to give you this throw. In the Jaguars game, Jalen to Smitty in the back of that end zone. I challenge everybody to give me Joe Burrow's best throw against Jalen's best throw. To me, is that one there. All I'm saying to you, Ike, is this here.
Yeah.
Joe, they both great players.
Sure.
I ain't going to take nothing away from neither one of them.
Sure.
But because Jalen has the ability to make positive plays with his legs and extend drives, that should not take away his talent. So when people say he's more talented, no, the person more talented is the one that can do more things.
Okay.
Because Joe Burrow had a last place defense, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. He had a last place defense.
Yes.
He did not make the playoffs because of that.
Yes.
They missed the playoffs by one game.
Yes.
And that New England game, the first game of the season, yes. Was 16-10. That's all Joe Burrow could squander is 10 points. Jalen Hurts in 23 was 10-1 with the last place defense and made it to the playoffs and finished 11-6.
Okay. I still don't get the point that you're making there.
Point I'm making is Joe Burrow is not better than Jalen Hurts.
Well, I disagree with that, and I can say both guys. Hold on, listen to me. I just let you go for two straight minutes. Yeah, I let you get it all out. I can tell you that and still say both guys are top five quarterbacks, but somebody has to be ranked in one slot or the other. So I'm not disrespecting Jalen Hurts and what he does at the quarterback position. He wins with what he has to do. But I'm telling you, my eyes and your eyes as well, you just don't want to believe what your eyes show you. Joe Burrow playing the quarterback position, throwing the football, does it at a higher rate than Jalen Hurts. As much as Joe Burrow had to throw the ball last year, you would think there would be more mistakes. He would have a ton of turnovers. He had a ton of bad plays, a ton of negative plays, as much as he had to throw the ball. As much as teams know that they can't run the ball, so it makes it easier for defense to defend that team when you're one-dimensional. And with him being one-dimensional as a passing offense, he still threw for almost 5,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. Here's what's most important. A completion percentage over 70%. Completing the ball 70%+, throwing the ball at the rate he throws the ball when they know you're going to throw the ball takes a special talent, OG. It takes a special talent, and that's not what Jalen does. That's not Jalen's best attribute, throwing the ball. That's not his best attribute, and it's okay to say that.
Okay for you if that's what your eyes are saying. But what I'm saying,
that's not his best attribute.
Joe Burrow is throwing the ball because he has to throw the ball.
Yes,
he happens to be throwing the ball to some pretty good wide receivers.
Yes,
and Jalen Hurts is not throwing the ball as much as Joe Burrow is throwing the ball because he doesn't have to.
OG. The year before, he threw the ball a ton. He even threw the ball a ton the year he was MVP runner-up. They had to stop throwing the ball as much last year because the turnovers continued from 2023. So we had to dial it back some. And it's okay because that's what happened. And you can believe that's what happened because I don't have an agenda against Jalen. I don't. I'm just telling you the Eagles were smart enough to recognize this, and Jalen is a dual-threat quarterback with the ability to win in other ways. And that's what they did last year. But Joe Burrow is a better throwing quarterback. That's not even a debate, quite frankly.
It is a debate.
No, it's not. Right. No, it's not.
OG, we got to go. We got to go.
It's not a debate. It's not a debate. It's not a debate.
We got to go.
I love Jalen.
Yeah, of course. Just can't be the best at everything.
He has to be the best at everything. It just means not to be he has to be the best at everything. And it's okay to say, okay, this guy's better without disrespecting him.
Yeah, just talking about sports.
Yeah, it's
okay. All right, 215-592-9494.
Just talking about sports.
Coming up next, another thing we missed. The Eagles got their Super Bowl rings. We'll discuss that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That thing's like a trophy within itself.
Yeah, look. I mean, I saw it on Mekhi Becton's hand, and I was like,
oh, God.
That's like a paperweight. I mean, holy moly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad to be back with you. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more about the Phillies right now? Glass half full or glass half empty? 63.4% say glass half empty. Doesn't get any easier for the Phillies with the Red Sox in town for a few.
Man.
Red Sox been pretty good since they traded, what's Devers?
What's his name? Devers?
Yeah. Devers, yeah. Big old loser Devers. Your bet has a chance there, man.
Yeah,
Blue Jays look pretty good though too.
Yeah, and if the Cubs don't crumble,
oh, you have the Cubs too.
Yeah,
okay.
Milwaukee's and us. The Phillies.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh yeah,
I thought you were talking about the Reds.
Stop.
Oh, my bad.
Milwaukee's what? Won 10 in a row.
Yeah, yes. Pretty good.
So the Eagles got the Super Bowl rings on Friday. I think that was Thursday or Friday.
Friday.
They were ridiculous. They have the quote, you know, you can't be great without the greatness of others. So,
Who said that?
I wonder if that was in Sirianni's contract that he gets a quote in the Super Bowl ring. That's pretty outrageous.
That is nice, yes. Hold on, what'd they do for the first one? Was it no one likes us, we don't care?
I thought it was we all we got, we all we need.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. We all we got, we all we need. Yeah, you're right. That's what it was.
The only question I had on the ring is the wings that come out.
Ooh, you didn't like that?
It made it a little like, I know they're expensive, you know, $100,000, whatever the hell the ring is.
Right.
It was like a little Spencer's Gifts for me, like the popping out wings or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if I like the popping out wings.
Also, it's kind of dangerous. That thing could get stuck in an eye.
Yeah, it could hurt you. Yeah.
It's like a fishing hook.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. It's a pretty impressive ring. What'd you think about the wings that popped out?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah?
I got to be honest with you. I like the first one from 17.
Yeah.
This one looks like it's at least a size and a half bigger, like at least half the size bigger than the first one.
It looks like a bracelet or a watch. Like, I don't know how you could put that on your hand.
I definitely don't know how they're going to wear this thing, but yeah. I think it looks awesome, man. I really do. And the wings coming out is a nice sort of touch or wrinkle to the ring being different. See, here's the problem, Spike, Fritzy. These owners are trying to outdo each other
every year
with the new ring. So, who was it? Was it the Rams ring? I think the top of it was like in the shape of the stadium, but it comes off.
I think the top
of their ring sort of comes off. So it's you got all these little new different things they're doing to the rings, man. And when they show like the older rings, even the ones from the 90s,
it looks ridiculous.
They might as well be wedding rings.
Yeah, those look like class rings compared to these things,
oh,
man.
Yeah,
so what's our theory on Jalen not putting it on?
I wasn't aware of that until you said it.
Yeah.
I seen a picture with him on it.
It's on?
And you don't think it's real, the picture?
Well, I don't know.
Well, the Eagles actually tweeted this out.
Oh, they finally got to the bottom.
Oh, no, that's a drawing.
That's a drawing. Come on, Ike.
That ain't real.
More fake news.
That ain't real. What problem does he have with the ring? Did he have a previous commitment to a ring? So I couldn't put the ring on? Does he not have a deal? Now they normally, what was the name of the company that did the one in 18? Was it Jocelyn's or started with a J?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he has an endorsement deal with a different jeweler or something, and that's why I wouldn't put it on.
I'm sure he put it on at some point.
I don't know.
Is he thinking about the next ring? This ring's in the past?
Maybe. Well, in his ring, he has the MVP on his ring.
Oh, really?
Oh,
really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Should have been Josh Sweat.
He gets the special. Shut up. He gets the special ring with the MVP on it.
You know, Jalen's ring on the inside of it actually says if Jalen Carter doesn't get home in that sack against Matt Stafford.
Crazy, yeah. Maybe he didn't wear it because he's looking for an extension, just like with Bryce.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. You never know.
He might be looking for him.
Yes.
But being serious.
Yeah. Seeing that Bryce thing.
Dude, you guys are crazy. You guys are insane. Clear as day.
Nah,
I got a better feel for it.
Oh, really? He's trying to convince himself he's still good?
Yeah.
I think he needed selfie. He had a case of the poor me's, me after golf.
Okay.
And he had to remind himself. Like I did with baseball, you're Jack MF and Fritz, and I think that Bryce had to do that with himself
twice in 1 week.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it's the second one that got me.
Yep.
It's the same verbiage. Yeah.
You know what's the name of his agent again?
Scott Boris.
Scott Boris.
You know Boris is like, hey, when you get hot again,
there's my guy.
What you got to do is, they're not paying you like one of the best players in baseball, but you are.
Got to remind them.
Your average annual salary
is
27.
If it gets the best version of Bryce, I don't care.
Well, I don't care either.
Yeah.
I don't care either. But I want him chasing his extension, just like Schwarber. This is everybody, and you're the leader of these little babies. Every time Schwarber hits a home run, or every time he hits a home run, extend him now!
Now.
As if he can leave the Phillies in September.
Do you want to talk about arbitration again?
Do we think that it is a coincidence that he's having the best year of his career in a contract year? Let him keep hitting the home runs. Extend him now.
In theory, Spike's been right.
Extend him.
Afraid about what?
Extend him now.
He's right about letting him chase the contract.
Yeah, let him chase it.
It's at least happening.
Then pay him.
As long as they pay him.
All right.
Your little theory's fine.
They're going to pay him.
I didn't like his comment last week about maybe want to play for his hometown Reds, which would make Ike happy.
I'm sure they're going to.
He'll hit 60 in that ballpark.
Yeah, you kidding me? Yeah. That bandbox.
215-592-9494. Now, when I was on vacation last week, we brought our dogs because we bring on our dogs on vacation because we're psychopaths. If you're a psychopath like I am, you need the best place for your pet. The very best place, number one, and that is Dogs and Cats Rule. Number one for everything. You know, the food that Rebel and Scotchy eat, they started eating after I visited Dogs and Cats Rule and talked to one of the great members of the staff at one of the seven locations. I think it was the Princeton one. I went first, Princeton or Bluebell. The lead dog, George Prenny, has made sure that Dogs and Cats Rule is staffed with the very best who can answer all of your questions about pet nutrition, about supplements, about even the toys and treats and those sorts of things. And as we go through the summer, if you need some summer stuff for your pet, stuff to play with outside, maybe a cooling vest or a bandana, maybe a life vest if you're putting the dog on a boat or something, Dogs and Cats Rule is where you get. You only need one place. Thank goodness there are seven of them. Five in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Two in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 215-592-9494. Bob in Newark. You're on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
I never have ever called your show, only because mostly everybody that calls are retarded. They say the same thing you say. Or they call up all mad over nothing. And every once in a while, somebody comes on and has got something to say, like O.G. Wade, the last call. He's awesome. Or Black Gritty. They have something to contribute.
Okay.
So I was sitting home eating a snack, listening to the show, and you say, you're going to give tickets away for the best treat. And I got it for you.
Junk food.
And I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Now this gentleman that called with the peanut butter candy cakes.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty good. And that was part of my snack.
Okay.
And here's how I make them. I put it in the microwave for about 20 seconds on a nice plate. Take a plop of vanilla ice cream and plop it right on top of that bad boy. And then top all that with some Hershey's caramel sauce.
Oh, that. And maybe some french fries on top of it.
Well, that's on the side.
Okay. Wow.
You can't be putting caramel sauce on french fries. Maybe you could.
There's a lot in this call, Bob.
What's that again? I know.
Well,
but that's a heck of a snack, I'll tell you. And it was funny because I was eating it when I heard the thing on your sports station. I was sitting at home eating that exact snack.
So
don't leave the house. Mind,
yeah.
And I said, I got this.
Can I? What are you doing, Jack?
What?
Okay. Bob. Bob, can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
The first thing you said, just out of curiosity, you said that OG Wade called and made a good point, and you seemed upset at Ike because he disagreed with the point. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing here, in that the caller makes a point, and then if we agree with it, we say we agree. If we don't agree with it, we say we don't agree. Isn't that the sort of like the point of all of this?
Yeah, I would agree. That is the point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But most of the people that call you don't have any points at all, and all I hear is you guys yelling at them, which is fine. Because like I said, I listened to this show morning till night until a sports
P1.
Comes on.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it, Bob. That's a good snack. How many times a week would you say you do the candy cake ice cream caramel sauce thing?
Pay me once a week, maybe.
Okay. I mean, it does sound good.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it's awesome. And if I'm really piggy, I'll put two of them in there, one on top of the other. And
hey, piggy?
It gets all melty with the ice cream on it. Oh, my God, I go crazy.
Bob, you are an excellent caller, I have to say.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You should call more, I think.
Well, like I said, like I told your producer,
Some say the face of the show.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything to add. I don't have any points to make.
Okay.
You added something, though.
Yeah, you added something.
Yeah.
Well, I just like it. And that Black Gritty's a blast as well.
Yeah. Spike ran him off. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Wow. Yeah, he called a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I love them. They're great. But like I said, most people just call in and say the same thing over and over again that you guys just said. Okay. 5 or 6 minutes before they got on the line and say, yikes, not again.
Okay. Yep. All right.
And if I ever hear somebody say, you know what I mean, 20 times while they're calling you, I'll be happy.
Anything else you don't like about the station you listen to 12 hours a day?
Well, I don't like that I got older and fat and can't hardly walk. Well, that's another thing.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
You and I in the same boat.
Snacks, Bob.
It might be what you're eating.
You might want to cut down to once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, Bob. Thank you for the call.
Why am I so big?
There is so much there. Yeah.
Yeah, call again, Bob.
Yeah. When I want to be just a little piggy.
Just when you want to complain, just call Bob. Just complain about the station. It's great.
That he listens to 12 hours a day. When I want to be a little piggy.
Exactly.
215-592-9494. Jose, you're on WIP.
He's listening to the radio?
Yeah. How about Don in Overbrook? You're on WIP. What's up, Don?
What's up, Spike? What's up, Ike? What's up, Jack?
What's up, Don?
Hey, I got a question for you, man.
Yes, sir.
I heard your take on Jalen, right? And I'm going to put all the Jalen debate to rest. And I know you're a Jalen supporter, so I'm not coming at you or anything like
that. Okay, that's good. Yep.
So what's the reason why we play sports? What's the ultimate goal in winning sports?
To win.
To win. Jalen win.
Yep.
That's all he does is win. And I don't understand how he's getting all this hate. Jack, Spike, I don't know why you get this guy so much hate. All he does is win. If Donovan won a championship with all the stats that he put up, would you guys be giving Donovan flat?
It's a good question. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be.
Happy,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Not to have one of those rings. Yeah.
Range,
exactly.
Right? So Spike, Jack, tell me, why you guys give him so much flack? He's winning. He's bringing championships to Philly.
I don't understand what your question is, Don.
Like why do you guys give Jalen so much flack for
him? I'm not giving him flack. Okay, Don. Let me ask you.
Don. I'm listening, Spike.
And during the season, I felt like it was completely legitimate, especially as they were struggling and they weren't throwing the ball well, to say they need to be able to throw the ball more. And by the way, when they did what they did against Washington, against Kansas City, I said that is the sort of thing I was looking for. Okay. At this point, if somebody asked me to rank the quarterbacks in the NFL, and I rank him 7th or 6th or wherever I choose to rank him, that's not like hating on him. I have not once opened up a show hating on him. So I don't know what you mean. If it's not hating on him to just say he's the best in the league at everything, then I guess I'm hating on him. But
No.
Yeah.
I'll elaborate on the hating part, right? So this is now you do this a lot sometimes when somebody bring up Jalen, you're throwing like a little sly jab in there and you say something slick about Jalen instead of, you know,
what did I say?
People give him props.
What did I say? What did I say?
I listen to the show all the time. And anytime somebody or anybody brings up Jalen or a good point about Jalen, about him winning the MVP, Josh Sweat should have won the MVP.
He should have. Do you know what it is, Don? I am so, you guys are so easily tweaked on that's all I'm doing. I'm just playing into it. I respect that, Spike. Okay. Yeah.
I respect that. And I got one more thing for you guys before you let me go, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not all about stats. It's about, again, I'm going to take it back to my point. It's about winning, right?
Yeah, but again, is that the team or is that Jalen? Hold on.
Great point. No, well, let him finish making his point.
But it's the same point everyone else makes. It makes us, everyone's the same point. He just wins. He just wins. I know, he wins. But it's because of Jalen or it's because of the team.
A win is a win.
No, it's not. But we're evaluating the quarterback position. Like I think me and Spike both agree. Like he does things that help them win. He's been great, yeah. But like it's not the only
Jack,
reason
I've
they
never
win
heard
games.
You say that before, Jack. I've listened to.
I have said that he's a playoff riser. I just can't talk as much as those two because I'm a third mic on the show, and no one wants to hear what I have to say besides anything about the Phillies.
Well,
I can't believe you went to that one.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
All right, I'll give you guys my snack. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yep. What's your favorite snack?
My favorite
or junk food. Junk food. Because National Junk Food Day. Yeah.
Okay, got you. The Snickers ice cream bar.
Oh, that is goat level.
That's goat level.
That is so that is a good call, Don.
Yeah.
The Snickers ice cream bar. I didn't think there would ever be anything I like better than a Choco Taco.
Mm-hmm.
The Snickers ice cream bar is the perfect mix of sweet and salty.
And it's perfect size. Perfect size, yeah.
There's not a ton of things I miss as vegan thing. The Snickers ice cream bar is so good. I do miss that a little.
You know what OG messed up at when he called? Had OG just said, was there anything that you feel like Jalen does better than Joe Burrow?
And you would have been able to get
I would have
things.
Been able to tell him that with no problem. But he came in with the whole, what does Joe Burrow do better than Jalen?
And it's an easy answer.
Or he throws the football.
Yes.
Like, yes. I could have said winning for Jalen. I could have said running. Like, I could have done those things. Well, and that would have been in Jalen's favor.
And the point you made where he said, well, Joe throws all the time. And you're like, right. And he's still able to do it when they know he has to do it.
And put up impressive numbers. Yeah. Yes.
It is a – people – look.
Not as easy as –
there are players who have empty stats.
Mm-hmm.
There are. But, like, not every stat is empty. And and sometimes to tell the story of what happened, you tell the story, you say, here are the numbers that mm-hmm. happened. I don't think Joe Burrow's stats are empty. Does he have more throwing yards than if his team was up all the time? Sure.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you, even if they were really, really good and had a good defense, they would throw the ball a lot because he's really good at throwing
them. Yeah. And it's the dude was the number one overall pick. He's gone to the Super Bowl as well. He's gone to two AFC championship games as well. So it's not like it's just we got a small window or small sample size of what he's been able to do to make a judgment call on him. Like he's done enough, but if you were to ask me about, okay, what are some of the things that Jalen does better than them? Okay, I could rattle those things off as well. And then there are some things they both do well, like being leaders. Right? Like, it's to say one guy's a good leader or has good intangibles doesn't mean Joe Burrow doesn't have winners intangibles. You're talking about, I'm a damn Bengals fan. He's talking about a team that hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years until this kid came around.
He did publicly get his wide receivers paid,
yes.
Which is leader stuff, too.
So, yeah. like it's not like he's not perfect. Josh Allen the same way. Like, to praise Jalen shouldn't mean you have to knock those other guys down. Right? Like, you can obviously acknowledge and recognize what those guys do well also.
I agree.
You can do both.
Yeah.
You can do both.
I'm just trying to play it straight.
Now, different with me than you guys.
Oh, wait. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, there's not enough pro Jalen talk there from you guys.
Maybe
there's not
I'll
enough.
Get there.
There's not enough giving him praise for what he does.
Maybe I'll get there. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Other things we missed last week.
Oh, okay.
We missed a lot of things last week.
It seemed like a busy week for an
for
all-star
nothing
week.
Going on. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. A lot of people are starting to realize, just put out lists. You know, it works.
It does work. People
you know
like
what?
Lists.
It's amazing. Well, when we do a list, everybody gets outraged by it. Or,
yes.
Or the hypothetical trade proposal or something.
Yeah. Well, I like that we make people mad. Occasionally.
Occasionally,
yeah. Occasionally. Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.